Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Kevin, I really loved your character in the Edwin Boyd movie. It struck true with me, this guy. Like, you really, you found his heart and soul, I think. Tell me a little bit about him and how you approached the character.
So much of it was on the page. Nathan's Marlando script was so beautiful, and it really jumped out at me. And it informed me about the Boyd Gang. I didn't know about them, and I got obsessive and read everything that I could find, and went searching for nuggets of information on him, because most of the literature is based around Edwin. And I would find little pieces that, and started to connect the dots. And then through long discussions with Nathan, you know, we tried to really find the humanity, the soul, and the heart, as opposed to just playing like an archetype, kind of bad boy gangster guy. This was a man that was very much in love with. With his other half, and we really fought to put all of that across.
Yeah, that was the nice thing about the movie. You really made these people real, and really they got into it just really for the money, really, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, also I think this the other element, looking from Edwin and Lenny's perspective, they both served overseas. They're both in the line of fire. And they were living their heightened sense of reality was through the ceiling. So they come home, and then all of a sudden, I could see how life would maybe seem a little bit drab and dull, especially during the Depression era. And you're also dealing with Lenny coming back home, and all of his friends that he had grown up with had perished overseas. A lot of questions of, why the hell am I still here? And they're not. And
so they weren't afraid of anything in terms of the daring of doing a bank robbery was nothing to them, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I know that Lenny, bartended here in town, and he saw these gangsters rolling in these beautiful cars with these gorgeous women on their arms, and I think that kind of drove him to, I could do that. I could get in there. I could go into that bank, and with the skills he had learned overseas, and Edwin actually said at one point in an interview later on, I think in early 90s, he said if he had been smart, he would have only teamed up with Lenny, and they'd still be robbing banks today. So it's pretty cool.
It's that rogue element in those other boys, eh? A lot of people, I guess, probably don't realize that the Boyd Gang really was a real gang. I mean, there's not a lot out there about them, so this will really bring it to light, I think. Do you think they really were bad, or were they just guys trying to make a buck?
I think very few people are just bad. I think we're all products of our environment, of our upbringing, of the influences that we have in our lives. So I certainly don't feel, from my perspective, that Lenny was a bad person. I think he was a person that I think ultimately, he wanted to provide his lady with great things that he couldn't provide her with, he couldn't get. It's not like he was a doctor or a businessman. This was the only way that he could achieve that kind of lifestyle. So I didn't view him as bad at all.
You shot in Sault Ste. Marie, which is my husband's family's from Sault Ste. Marie, so I spent a lot of time there. And I know everybody in town was thrilled that you guys were there shooting. What was your experience of the Sioux?
Oh, man, I love Sault Ste. Marie. I really do. I felt the real kinship to people there. Cause I am from Thunder Bay, so I was born and raised there. And so to shoot in the Sioux, that's the closest I've ever been to home. And I really felt that in the people, and they were so warm and supportive, and I hope I get to work there again. Yeah.
And it was nice, too, because there's a lot of old architecture there, so I can see why they chose to shoot it there, because you could get a real feel at that time period.
Absolutely, and it reads so well in the film, doesn't it? Like, shooting in Toronto, trying to make it look like 1940s, just it would be very hard to achieve. But with Sault Ste. Marie, you go through those streets, the architecture is just so, it's almost like you're stepping back in time on a lot of the streets there. So it was pretty fantastic.
Yeah. I'm glad you had a good time there.
Yeah.
I'll tell my relatives.
Please do. Please
They'll
do.
Be pleased to hear that.
Yeah.
Now, you've you also worked with Russell Crowe on Robin Hood. I just missed you in Cannes that year. If you were there. Yeah, missed you guys. Yeah. But great film, too. How was that experience working with Russell? He's always struck me as a good guy to hang around with.
Well, Russell and I have done three movies together now. My first movie was Mystery Alaska, and he became kind of like a big brother mentor type. And then 10 years later, we did 310 to Yuma, and then Robin Hood. And
love 310 to Yuma. Love that film.
So do I. I love that movie. It's incredible to get to work with your friends, you have a friend that I mean, for me, he sets the bar so high. I'm always trying to aspire to achieving that level of work, but to have that and also just be like, I love that guy, what a great guy. He's just such a loyal, great fella, one of my favorite people. So it's pretty special when you get to share work with friends like that.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
His work. 310 to Yuma. Love that film.
Yeah.
It was great. You've also worked a couple of times, I guess, with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh and I did Wolverine over in Sydney, in Australia, and we had so much fun. It was ridiculous, and I think we developed I don't know. There was this. It was very easy for us to work together. And then when Sean Levy auditioned me, he called Hugh and he said, "You know what? I know we were talking about this guy, but this Kevin Durant guy." He was like, "Kevin Durant." He's like, "Hire him." And luckily for me, I got the job and got to rock and roll with Hugh again. And so fun, so much fun. Yeah.
Unreal Steel, right?
Unreal Steel, yeah. These great Australian blokes.
Yeah, I think you're in good company there.
Australians and Canadians tend to get each other,
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. They really do.
I remember Hugh was great. One time I bumped into him at a theater performance, didn't have my tape machine, and I was freaked because he was shooting X-Men in Vancouver. He said, "Call me the next day and we'll do the interview. I'll give you here's my assistant's number." Well, I didn't think I'd ever get through. Sure enough, I called. She said, "Oh, yes, he's expecting your call." We did the interview. Just a super guy. Clay sticks to his word. I was very impressed.
He's another fella, just sets the bar.
Yeah.
And I think with Hugh, for me being a small town Canadian, well, Thunder Bay is not that small town, but you grow up with a certain level of politeness. And we just tend to be nice people. I think I'm complimenting us all from Thunder Bay. But I was saying that, but you go out into the business, and there's some shadiness out there. And when you meet a guy like Hugh, you're like, there's absolutely no reason why I shouldn't strive to be the nicest person that I could possibly be. And he's a guy that sets the bar for that.
Absolutely, because how successful is he? Does it get any better?
I don't know, does it? These are the fellows that I'm aspiring to emulate if I can.
Well, Kevin, great speaking with you, and I loved Edwin Boyd, which I've seen, and I look forward to seeing Cosmopolis.
Well, thank you so much. Get out and see Edwin Boyd, Citizen Gangster. You won't regret it.
Thank you.
Thank you.